This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 15 minutes left. Got a one-minute break coming up to join some stations. Chase Geyser is riding shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Chase Geyser, who's up next?
Let's hear from our one and only Timothy Lastly. Timothy Lastly, go ahead and unmute yourself. Let's hear what you got to say.
Alex, how's it going? I really appreciate you taking on this massive dilemma and war that Americans are facing that we can't fight other than through the information war. And so I encourage, and I don't know about you, but when you think about a decentralized movement across the United States, like a million town march where everybody just gets together and has no fear of the government and no longer can give excuses and naysay about what they need to do in the United States in order to win our country back peacefully.
We've got to recognize there's a globalist takeover to defeat it. That's the first part of the battle. Anything else?
Well, I just, I just would really like to encourage everybody to go out and be neighbors to one another and start talking about what Alex is talking about. And so you can break through the algorithm because the algorithm is built around you. You think you're getting connections. You think you're getting traction in your social media. I guarantee you, you're not. We're in a box right now. So in order to get out of that box, in order to get more exposure to the truth, got to go out there and be...
No, I agree. We got to do what Chase Geyser just did with Drew Hernandez and Tim Enloe. They did a great job at the border. We reached tens of millions of people, knocked it out of the park. Thank you so much. Up next.
Let's hear from Free Speech Studios. They've been waiting patiently a long time to chat. They've got a good following. Let's hear what you have to say, Free Speech Studios.
Yes, thank you for having me on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. So, Alex, in the state of Texas, the Biden administration is running 150 illegal alien camps for children. We went undercover at one of them, and we have the NGO supervisors for the night shift and for the day shift telling us their names, their faces, their roles, and describing the entire process.
Well, listen, I want to link up with you because we want to go back to the border and show the NGO centers with the kids. So give us, Chase knows who you are, but we want to go with you in the next few weeks down there.
All right, excellent.
Well, tell us more about it, then we're going to get your contact info, or Chase has got it. I want to work with you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Alex. I also have a source that's high ranking in the National Guard. I can provide that to you guys. We have essentially live access to everything that's happening. This source is extremely reliable and has been sharing everything that's happening, including the
political
theater.
Yeah, because they feel terrible about what's happening. So, Chase, you know how to contact
this
guy, right?
Right.
Problem.
All right. So tell us what you're seeing.
Thanks. So we've been doing a lot of reporting on the border. We were there when, after the governor signed the order banning CBP from Shelby Park, we were there that very next morning. And so we caught them on camera handing the illegals to DPS, and then DPS handed the illegals to CBP. I went live on national news with Grant Stinchfield. I told them the border is secure because I didn't know what had happened to those people. I thought that they might be deported, but then my source in the National Guard called me after, and he said, "You just lied to the American people. I trust you. Let me tell you the truth about what's happening. CBP is right outside of the park. We just handed these people over. Yes, they're charging them with trespassing, but none of these people are being detained very long. They are handed to CBP and released into the country, Alex."
Absolutely huge. I'm looking at new footage that the caller talked about earlier of San Diego with 50,000 illegal aliens there in San Diego alone. We're going to cover this when we come back. But, I mean, this is just full-on insane asylum. And that's where Drew Hernandez is right now. Honey Badger called earlier. 50,000 undocumented strangers have flooded the San Diego border since September. Look at that. Wow. All right. We will get in contact with you. We will get down there. All these closed Walmarts, you name it, it's all happening. But we're going to show you this footage when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, look at that. That's San Diego right now. I mean, this is war, folks. Wow. right, back in 60 seconds.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in about 10 minutes, I'll hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente, top trend forecaster. He'll finish out the hour. We'll continue that on Spaces, everywhere else. So we'll cut the feed, and Owen Schroeder takes over in about 55 minutes at Infowars.com/show with the War Room. All right, Chase Geiser, who's up next?
Let's hear from Spunky Conservative Patriot, who has been waiting patiently. Spunky, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say. If we don't hear from you in a couple seconds, we'll move on. Go ahead, Spunky.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Chase. Thank you so much for having me. I wanted to speak from the concept of an educator. I wanted to remind everyone that these illegals are coming into our schools. They are not only being housed in schools and then displacing American students and causing them to go back to virtual learning, but in other places, they're actually coming into the classrooms. These kids have not had their shots. They have not had immunizations, so they are bringing things like hepatitis and tuberculosis, and exposing our students to that. So I want to
And they're exempt from the shots, as you pointed out.
Yes, exactly. And so people need to go boots on the ground to their local school boards to protest this peacefully and let them know that if anyone needs to be secluded, why not let those children be virtually taught instead of making our American children be the ones.
But that's
that
key technocracy. They use the AI to make everybody go home while all the infrastructure of the schools, the gymnasiums, like in Chicago, no more football. Sorry, illegal aliens live there now. This is literally a takeover. It's so insane.
Amen. That's all. I just want to speak from educator's standpoint because it's bullshit, basically.
It is BS. Thank you so much. Next up.
All right. Let's hear next from BAM Investor. BAM Investor, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, guys. So, big fan, been following you since the late 90s, Alex. First off, I've got three stories directly from San Francisco. I'll let you guys choose. Would you rather hear a story about...
Go ahead and tell your stories. Go ahead and just tell them.
Okay, this will be quick. So first story about how broken things are and the way the sanctuary cities work together. I heard a woman screaming one day, looked out the window. There was a guy beating and kicking a skinny woman on the ground who's a homeless person that was dying of cancer. Wow. I run down, spook the guy away, call the cops. He's walking around the neighborhood. Finally, he goes to the lowered parking deck underneath a hotel. I follow him to the edge. Bad-looking dude, tattoos on the face, sort of Hispanic Mike Tyson build. Cops come, total stud cop, goes down to the parking deck, dark parking deck with a flashlight, finds this guy hiding under a car, brings him back up, cuffs him, puts him against the wall. So I identify him, say, yeah, that's the guy. He was, you know, beating this woman. They go over the woman. She's too scared to press any charges, so she just wants to leave him alone.
So it is just like New York with them flipping everybody off.
I mean, exactly. So then they say, will you press charges? I say, yeah, I'll press charges. He calls everything in. He calls the guys. You know, they give him this ID in San Francisco, even though they're, you know, illegal. Turns out he's got outstanding warrants from Florida and Texas for assault. So I said, yeah, I'll go to court and I'll, you know, this guy's a bad guy. I'll go to court or whatever. The guy talks to some people at headquarters, pulls me around the corner, says, hey, Jim, we appreciate the hell out of what you're doing. But this guy They're not going to prosecute him. He's going to know your address. You're married. Your wife won't be safe. I said, so what's going to go on?
Well, so that's said, just like they told Carrie Lake when they said, we want to pay you off to not run. She said, well, I'm not going to back down. They go, well, the Mexican mafia will get you.
No, absolutely. Then I say, so what's going to go on? You're going to deport him back to either Texas or Florida, right? Because they've got outstanding warrants for assault charges. He says, no, man. When you're a sanctuary city, it's like a hot potato, and they don't want the person and the liability and the cost. And so he uncuffed this guy and he just walked away. Now, I can tell you guys one other quick story. I don't want to hog the time, but if you want to hear a story about,
we want to hear the stories. Keep telling us.
Okay, so Alex, I have a personal friend, and he doesn't want to be known publicly, so I'm not going to say his name. But the most upstanding guy you'll ever meet, okay? He's a Christian from Lebanon, came to the United States back during the Civil War under political asylum, okay? Works his way up different jobs across the United States, ends up here in San Francisco, scratches together enough money to buy a corner store, okay? Owns the corner store. Is like the mayor of the city. All the women around town bring their kids here while they're growing up. Everybody loves him. So then all of these famous families from San Francisco act like they love the guy. The Feinsteins knew him and went and got the yogurts from him. The Pelosi family, Newsom, London Breed comes over like a grifter and takes photographs in front of the store because a historic store that's been in continuous operation for 100 years. Everyone wants to grift. The guy's never had his citizenship. He spent tens of thousands of dollars with a lawyer just to be able to fill out the paperwork and be able to stay here. Never even had a speeding ticket in his life, and they will not give this guy citizenship. They told him.
No, that's it. If you do it legally, they don't let you because they want you as a permanent underclass they can control. Amazing points. Thank you. Let's get Chase Geiser's quick take on that.
Yeah, it's absolutely asinine, the lack of justice that we have when justice is needed, and the amount of lawfare we have when there is no justice that is needed. Like with
all right, how many more people do we have wanting questions on X?
Only 90, Alex.
All right, I apologize to everybody. Gerald Celente, great French forecaster, is already supposed to be on 10 minutes ago. He's about to take over. We'll continue the spaces out for the rest of the hour. You can hear him, the great points he has to make. But we will do more spaces here. A couple days a week when we take calls. Some days I only make you wait while I take calls. We'll go right to spaces, and we will take your comments live on air. Chase Geiser, thank you so much for the great job. We really appreciate you and the crew.
Thank you.
All right. I'm about to hand the baton to Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster. Hope everybody on spaces will stay with him, everybody else out there watching. But when you get excited about the broadcast, when you share the links, it changes the world. So take clips out of this last few hours you think are most important. Repost them. They want to shut the show down because they're scared of what we're doing. And please support the broadcast. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Turbo Force. Get Next Level Foundational Energy. Get Nitric Boost. It's all there on the site right now and are great products that keep us on air. But whatever you do, realize that laying down only makes it worse. Standing up only makes it better. And we're so appreciative to the crew and everybody else for today's broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, in about 57 minutes. Owen Schroyer takes over the War Room, weekday mornings. Harrison Smith, American Journal, all at InfoWars.com/show, which they censored all over the web. But you can take the X feeds from Real Alex Jones and the rest of it and share those. We got a real fighting chance. All right, we're skipping this break, the next network break to give Gerald his time back. The great Gerald Celente takes over now.
Hey, thank you so much, Alex. And again, thank all the staff for all that you're doing. And it's so important to go to InfoWars every day. Again, we cover the world. So the Israel war going on, we go to the Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Times of Israel. And then we go to ISNA, IRNA, Tehran Times, want to see what they're saying, Al Jazeera. And we go to InfoWars. And there's a very important article that's on InfoWars now about what's going on over there with the airstrikes. And how it just keeps ramping up. 7 U.S.-trained fighters killed in drone attack on occupied Syrian oil field. Again, this article is on InfoWars. So what does it say? It says a key and a very evident theme out of the Red Sea is that the U.S. has lost deterrence and perhaps never had it to begin with. Despite over a dozen waves of large-scale Western coalition attacks on Houthi positions, the Yemeni Shia rebels are vowing more attacks on commercial shipping, as we reported. So, going on, number one, American-trained fighters in occupied Syrian oil. Oh, America? That's illegally there? Syria didn't do anything to us. What's wrong with you, Salenti? We're getting ISISs. Don't you believe the crap we're spewing out? What's the matter with you? What, did you lose your brain, Salenti? You don't believe what scum...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sort of. On InfoWars. Yep. It was the same with Iran-aligned groups in Syria and Iraq after the Pentagon on Friday hit 85 targets with 120 bombs. Yep. Oh. It just keeps getting worse. Because Israel just again bombs away in Syria. Yeah. So Israel, the United States, they could bomb anybody they want, any country. But hey, anybody else does it, you're a militant. So going back to this, again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here to see where we're going. U.S. pins blame for deadly drone strike on Iran-backed militias. This is going back to last Wednesday. Iran-backed militias. But American-backed militias, they're just fine. They're just dandy. The Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. On and on, they keep using this language. All right? So that's Wednesday. Then what happens? Keeps going. Exclusive U.S. believes drones that killed soldiers was Iran-made. Huh. Wow. Iran-made. The United States has assessed that Iran manufactured the drone. And then we have that arrogant, murderous U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Yeah. In Iraq slaughtering people, in Afghanistan slaughtering people, and him. The U.S. Defense Secretary, whose former job was sitting on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in America. He goes on to say, Austin said he didn't know whether Iran knew about the attack ahead of time, but added that, in his view, it doesn't matter. Quote, how much Iran knew or didn't know, we don't know. But it really doesn't matter, because Iran sponsors these groups. Huh. Iran sponsors these groups, so it doesn't matter? Oh, but America sponsors those guys that just got caught dead in the oil field that America's occupying in Syria. Oh, it's okay to sponsor them. It's okay to sponsor the IDF. Oh, and where they got another $17 billion of our money? Oh, you're talking about the refugee problem? Oh, we can't even stop that? The country's rotting in front of us? Another $17 billion to go slaughter people? But going back to here. So, it's okay for them because they sponsor the groups, so they're allowed to be bombed. He goes on. It funds these groups. Oh, yeah, like the United States funds Ukraine, funds Israel, funds the militants and all these other different countries because we're getting ISISes. Well, that's different. But when Iran sponsors somebody, we can bomb them. Keeps going. And in some cases, it trains these groups on advancing conventional weapons. I mean, just like the United States and NATO train Ukrainian troops to use the weapons that we're doing in the IDF. But that's different. So there you got the hypocrisy of this. The hypocrisy. Because you listen to Biden when they said, asked by a reporter, Mr. President, just the dead man in your eyes, Mr. President. And don't forget to salute. You got to look up to the president. Oh, yeah, the big news is that Prince Charles has prostate cancer. Big, big story, front page on the Cartoon News Network. My friends got prostate cancer. His sister died in November. You got friends and relatives and loved ones that they don't mean anything. You're not royalty. Oh my God. Oh my God. The king has cancer. Prostate cancer. That's news. Bells around with you, Salenti. It's His Majesty. It's the president. Yeah, look at him dressed up in all this drag. Look at the silly, stupid drag. I'm surprised he got prostate cancer because they're royalties and they don't pee or poo. They're much better than me or you. So going back to the horrendous amount of what's going on. And by the way, again, load of articles in your Trends Journal about the censorship going on. And even CNN came out, big article in The Guardian, how they're being controlled and only allowed to sell the Israeli side. Go to The Guardian, look at the article, one after, look at this clown show. And look at all the little guys dressed up in drag behind them. Look at this. How can you be? What is it, Halloween? Anyway. So, here you got it. Biden says, I do hold them responsibly because they are supplying weapons to the people that did it. So how about holding America responsible for supplying the weapons to the people who did it? Why isn't anybody talking about this? I love how this cat comes out with his sunglasses on all the time. And it takes him off, says three words, and that's the end of it. And what happened to the State of the Union address? Did he ever give any? This guy's out of his mind right in front of you. And again, I'm not a Trump fan either. I don't like anybody there. Trump is totally, totally pro what's going on in Gaza. And his son-in-law, that was the guy's name, I forgot. But when Netanyahu came, he stayed over his parents' house over there. So he's totally, I'm an American. I only, and they're calling this the little Lindsey Graham. Yeah, there he is. Little Lindsey Graham called it a religious war. Okay. Oh, and then they just passed this other act. If you're a Palestinian marrying an Israeli, you don't become a citizen. Yeah. It's an apartheid state, according to Human Rights Watch and a number of others. So they're calling this a religious war. Hey, what if I, the deacon of the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice, don't believe in your religion? Why? How dare you not? This is the little clown. How could people listen to little Lindsey Graham and they put that little slime ball on the media all the time? All the time. So, here we got it. Religious war, why are we fighting it? It's none of our business. Zero. Nada. I don't want to get involved in a religious war. And just like they sold the baloney, World War I forward, we're bringing freedom and democracy to these countries. This isn't even about freedom and democracy. It's a religious war. Why are we involved?
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Again, the Wall Street Journal, I think it's the Wall SH something Journal. So they just fired 20 more employees. What's the LA Times, where they're losing $30, $40 million a year firing employees. The Washington Compost, the Washington Post firing employees. You're not getting journalism anymore. And that's what you're getting from InfoWars, what you're not getting anywhere else in so many different ways. So you really want to support them. And by supporting InfoWars, you're supporting yourself. And they got these great products coming on sale again, you know, to take advantage of it before they get sold out. And the one they have now is that this, it's a great product. It's the Nitric Boost. It's from InfoWars store is 40% off. So over the last 12 months, there hasn't been a more dynamic, more important product in the InfoWars store than Nitric Boost. Of course, I like their Super Meal Vitality, but anyway, not really. And it's a different thing. But this Nitric Boost is really important. And in those 12 months, they've only been able to discount it by no more than 25%. So you're getting a real, not only a nitric boost, but a boost for your what you're spending on this. And again, you're also boosting yourself and you're boosting InfoWars. So it has all these very potent products in it that's really going to help you. And it's all crucial for various bodily functions. And again, it helps your immune system, cardiovascular health, increases the blood flow, so the exercise and performance increases, and plus more. There's never been a better time. Get it now where you can get it, and again, you're getting it at 40% off Nitric Boost from InfoWars store today. So you're boosting you and you're boosting InfoWars, and we all need that boost because it's getting really, really bad here. EU approves $54 billion package to keep bloodying the killing fields in Ukraine. Hey, as all you Europeans, the high cost of energy, inflation, Germany, you're in a recession. Keep sending that money. Who cares about the plantation workers of Slavelandia in a country near you? We gotta keep those wars going. And then you look at the picture that they put up of these guys in the EU to push this through. A bunch of little jerks. Slobby looking characters that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. It's a cartoon. No, it's a political system. By the way, I also taught American politics and campaign technology, how to run political campaigns, and I taught it at St. John's University. So I know a thing or two about this stuff. The people that are in the UN, the United Nothings, all of these stupid groups are little slime balls that suck their way into the system that can't get a job in the real world. Oh, there's another name for them at different levels. Bureaucrats. Pieces of crap that become the most arrogant anywhere, any place, as soon as they get in there and they suck their way up to the top by bowing down and bending over. Yeah, so they are the worst. So going back, and as we're looking at this, Eurozone economy flattens as Germany and France falter. Oh, this is the Financial Times. Yeah. Well, Europe is still recovering from the lingering energy shock. Oh, wait a minute. During recession, fourth largest country in the world, Germany, largest in Europe. They're actually in a recession. France, right behind them, faltering, and they sent $54 billion to keep the war machine going. World War III has begun. People better get this in their head. Oh, no, did you see the Grammys last night? Oh, and I put on a concert with Ella Fitzgerald at the Atlanta Convention Center when I worked for a trade association. Took over the Superdome, put him on for Dionne Warwick. Yeah, I got to watch this crap on the Grammys. Grammy, roll up. Anyway, Germany's economy is slowing 0.3%, dragged down by falling investment, blah, blah, blah. And they send more money to go kill people. This is what's going on. So now it goes to the economy. The markets are down today. Well, because McDonald's sales are down. Maybe people are eating less crap than McDonald's sales. Again, the markets go up and down. It's just a couple of big companies go up and down. So the big news is, are they going to lower interest rates? And now the guess has gone down. It's only about 34% saying they're going to lower them when they meet again in March. We're forecasting there's going to be a lowering of interest rates. It's going to be dramatic because they're going to pump up the economy to keep Biden in place. And that's all it's about. Because the people running the government of the Federal Reserve, the former Fed head, Ms. Sacha Bruth, Janet Yellen, is now our U.S. Treasury Secretary. All right? So they want to keep those in power. Then Trump is saying if he gets in, he's going to throw out Powell. So they're going to do everything they can to keep the economy going, boosting it by lowering interest rates. But what happened today? The mortgage rates now are up to, back to 7%. And now we're moving into the spring, only a couple months away, and you got mortgage rates that high, it ain't going to be good for the housing market. And then, most importantly, again, high interest rates. How about all those commercial business loans? Yeah, they're only interest-only loans, by the way. So now the interest rates go up as you have to renew your lease, your mortgage on the properties, the buildings, office buildings. And what's one of our top trends for 2024? Banks go bust. That's right. What was the top trends, some of them, in 2023? Office building bust. Oh, and Middle East meltdown. We warned this was going to happen. Right there in black and white, January 3rd, 2023. Warning us. The office building bust is being downplayed by the major media. What is affecting banks? They're keeping it as low as it can go by not reporting what in the world is going on. And this is serious. And some articles over here. Oh, yes, this is important. Chinese investors snap up gold as real estate and equities disappoint. All things are connected. We're talking about the office building bust. They got a bust going on in China, the likes of which we've never seen. They launched the COVID war on Chinese Lunar New Year, January 2020, the celebration of the year of the rat, the Chinese Lunar New Year. Their economy's gone to crap. It was overbuilt to begin with, because when murderous, every time he got caught with his pants down, Bill Clinton bombs away over Baghdad, brought China into the World Trade Organization. Officially, 2 weeks after 9/11, under little George Bush, China's GDP from 1970 was almost a flat line, going up a little bit.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thousands of offices leaving, paying less rent, and the people that own the buildings defaulting on their loans. This is just barely beat the media. Again, that whole article I just read you, not one word about that. Again, that's why you get the Trends Journal, because you get a history before it happens. We warned about the office building bust when they launched the COVID war and told everybody to go home. We said people aren't going to go back to work. They're staying home week after week, month after month, year after year, commuting an hour and a half each way. And now they're home, and of course, you all that dough, by the way, and expenses to commute. And they said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this. They realize they're throwing their lives away by commuting all this time. So we knew this was going to happen. Not a word. Totally blacklisted from the mainstream media. And I used to be on everybody, all over the place, from Fox to Oprah. Today's show, Good Morning America, NPR, one after another, don't want to hear the truth. There is no journalism. It is all God. CNN staff says network's pro-Israeli slant amounts to journalistic malpractice. Again, this is the article that I suggest you read in The Guardian. I'm mentioning this because it covers all the fields. The bigs own everything. So whether it's lying us into the wars, as the toilet paper record, the New York slime did, that Saddam Hussein, he's getting them aluminum tubes. Yeah, he's going to shove them up your wall. Yeah. Lie. Total lie. He's saying it right here. Go to this Guardian article. It is very important, not reported in America. And they're also saying that on this war going on over there, that if it is not approved by the Jerusalem station in CNN, and you can't go through, and everything that has to be said, journalists in CNN newsroom and the U.S. and overseas say broadcasts have been skewed by management edicts and a story approval process that has resulted in highly partial coverage of the mosque massacre on 7 October and Israel's retaliatory attack on Gaza. This is a quote. The majority of news since the war began, regardless of how accurate the initial reporting, has been skewed by a systemic and institutional bias within the network toward Israel, said one CNN staffer. Ultimately, CNN's coverage of Israel-Gaza war amounts to, quote, journalistic malpractice. And they go on in this article to even talk about how they did the same thing during the COVID war. And the guy that's now running CNN, who just got there at the top from the British broadcasting network, BBC, he said that the dispute rolled over for months before BBC. This is how this guy ended up firing a reporter because Israel told him to. This is the guy running CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Again, that's why you subscribe to InfoWars. You go to InfoWars and you go to the Trends Journal. And, they go, some at CNN fear that its coverage of the Gaza war is damaging a reputation built upon its reporting of Russia invasion of Ukraine. But others say the Ukraine war may be part of the problem because editorial standards relax in the network, and many of the journalists identify clearly with one side, only Ukraine, particularly at the beginning of the conflict. Yeah, CNN faced similar accusations of partiality in the wake of the 9/11 attacks in 2001. All right? That's all you're getting in the media. They're prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government war masters. They also go on to talk about Jake Tapper and his language being so pro-Israel, and Anderson Cooper not responding to fake information or biased information coming from Israelis. And a whole story about the beheadings. Remember that? They're beheading babies. Oh, yeah, like they told us with the first Iraq war, that the Iraqis were going there with bayonets and stabbing babies in the incubators, throwing them on the floor. It was told to the Congress by an actress. No proof. Remember Biden said he saw the photos? Then they came out and said, no, they didn't see the photos. But the people got the message ready. Israel has not... Again, whole articles here. They have not provided one picture of what was going on. Oh, and then about the rape, too. You know, they always do this. Again, how many people died today? You go to Euronews.com. About 60 or 70 Palestinians were killed on Sunday. Men, women, and children. Oh, but three of them were killed on the Jordanian border of Syria. What are we doing over there? What are we doing over there? Three Americans killed. You could bomb the hell out of anybody you want. Yeah, but you can kill anybody else as long as we don't like them. The hypocrisy of this. Again, going back to gold and what China's doing, again, all things are connected. Very important. Now hear this. I don't know. Gregory Manarino is saying it. He's the only one I know other than myself, and we didn't collude on this. We said it separately. And again, he has great articles in the Trends Journal. Trader's Choice is his company. When did America start bombing Syria and Iraq? Two countries in which we have no right being there, and the Iraqis are very angry at this. They did it right after the equity markets closed on Friday. So it didn't affect gold prices, didn't affect oil prices, and didn't affect the equity markets. In my book, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends, Time Magazine, I write how Washington releases data that is damaging to them, or takes actions like they did right after the markets closed on Friday. Because on Saturday, it's the least watched and read news day of the week. So already the people don't know what's going on in the world. And now they're blanked out on Saturday and over the weekend. That's when America launched these. And now the little Joseph Goebbels great-great-grandson, this guy Sullivan for the National Security Agency, looks like a Goebbels relative, Jake Sullivan, saying more's going to come. In the Bronx, we used to say, payback's a bitch. The more wars America launches, there's going to be retaliation. Before I went on the air, we're talking about all these people coming over the border. You got it. They're going to come over the border. They're going to do something. There'll be a big event, and everybody will gather around Biden just like they gathered around little George Bush to fight the enemy. World War III's begun. There's going to be a major event, false flag or real, that's going to make it, quote, official. And again, you think about this. America and all its wars, you can't stop people from coming over the border. Again, occupied peace, the move that I started a decade ago. Close all the bases overseas. Bring home the troops and secure the homeland. Again, 2014 I began this. And put the troops to work rebuilding our third world infrastructure. And if you want to go to war, let the people vote. We're the ones that pay for the war with our money and our lives. Look at these little jerks. One after another saying we've got to bomb more of Iran. Little Lindsey Graham, that cottonmouth over there. One jerk after another. More war, no peace. Oh, God, we trust. What God you're talking about? Oh, I'm little Mikey Johnson. I'm the House Speaker.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.